You are listening to 2 Minutes of Torah with Rabbi Danny, a JCast Network podcast. For more information about Rabbi Danny, please visit rabbidanny.com. For more information about other JCast Network podcasts and blogs, please visit jcastnetwork.org.
Shalom, and welcome to 2 Minutes of Torah, Parashat Bamidbar. Look how far we've come. When we talk about numbers, there's a point where the numbers become almost inconceivable because of the vastness and the size of them. When we think in small numbers, we can imagine 4 people, we can imagine 10 people, we can even imagine what 200, 300 people look like. And with sporting venues, we can maybe even get up to 50, 60,000. But once we start getting above those kind of numbers into the hundreds of thousands, it's really hard to imagine what that means and what that's like. And in some ways, the numbers can lose a sense of meaning. This week's Torah portion of Bamidbar begins with just that kind of list of numbers, as we take the census of the Israelite males over the age of 20 in the wilderness. At this point, as we begin numbering off the different tribes, we get numbers of 46,500, 59,300, 45,650, and so on. The vastness of these numbers is hard to imagine, ultimately concluding with the total number of Israelite males aged 20 and over of 603,550. The implication must have been that if that was the males alone over the age of 20, there were probably something like 2 million Israelites in the wilderness when the census was taken. This contrasts with the book of Shemot, Exodus, which begins with the name of Jacob's 12 sons who went down to Egypt, and we're told that 70 souls went down to Egypt with Jacob because Joseph was there already. From 70 to 603,550, if not more. It is clear that in the 430 years in Egypt and the 1 year in the wilderness, we as a people had grown from a family into a real community, a nation. Amidst the enormity of the numbers of the census, it would be easy to lose sight of the individual people who made up those Israelites counted by Moses. In contrast with the book of Exodus, Shemot, which begins with the list of the names of Jacob's sons, we have this 603,550, an almost incomprehensible number. But yet we still have individuals. Because before we get those numbers, we're told of the 12 people who will help Moses and Aaron with the counting of the Israelites. From Reuben, Elazar, son of Shaddai. From Shimon, Shalumiel, son of Zurshaddai. From Judah, Nachshon, son of Aminadab, and so on and so forth. We remember that despite the growth, despite how far we have come from a family into a nation, individuals still matter. And that nation is still made up of individuals, and each one of those 603,550 people count as well. We have come a long way from the family that moved down to Egypt and grown exponentially. But at the same time, we remember no matter how big the nation, the people, or the community, it still at its core is about the individuals of which it is comprised. Shabbat Shalom.